こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa 先生。This is episode 212. Today in this episode, we will learn about を中心に、を中心にして、を中心として、which means mainly centered on, focus on. Now let's go.Noun plus を中心に。Noun plus を中心にして。Noun plus を中心として。This means mainly centered on, focused on. This is used when something develops, happens, or is organized with a particular person, place, group, or theme as the main focus.中心 means center. These expressions indicate that something spreads, develops, or is organized around a central element. All three forms have similar meanings, but there are slight nuance differences. を中心に. This is the most common and natural form in everyday conversation.This is used when something mainly happens around a certain place, group, or theme. を中心にして. This emphasizes the idea of making something the center. It is often used when explaining structure or organization. を中心として. This is more formal and common in written language, reports, presentations, and news.There are three core usages of を中心に、を中心にして、and を中心として。The first one is geographic center. This usage indicates that something occurs mainly around a particular place and spreads outward from that location. It is commonly used in news reports, explanations, and everyday conversation.For example, shops are gathered mainly around the station in this area. This area is この地域、この地域。In front of the station or around the station will be 駅前、駅前。After this, let's use を中心に。Shop is 店、店。Something gathers is何々が集まる。So 集まる is an intransitive verb. Therefore, we will use the particle が。この地域では駅前を中心に店が集まっています。この地域では駅前を中心に店が集まっています。Earthquake tremors observed mainly around Tokyo. So after Tokyo, let's use を中心に。東京を中心に。Earthquake is 地震、地震。Tremors is 揺れ、揺れ。地震の揺れ。Observe is 観測する、観測する。Passive form 観測される。東京を中心に地震の揺れが観測されました。東京を中心に地震の揺れが観測されました。The second usage is group or person as the core. This usage indicates that activities are organized around a certain group or person who plays the central role. It is often used when describing teams, organizations, or projects. For example,A new project started centered on young researchers. Researcher is 研究者、研究者。Now this time let's use を中心にして。若い研究者を中心にして。New project is 新しいプロジェクト、新しいプロジェクト。Something starts is something が始まる、something が始まる。This is intransitive verb. 若い研究者を中心にして新しいプロジェクトが始まりました。若い研究者を中心にして新しいプロジェクトが始まりました。Volunteer activities are carried out mainly by students. So after student, we will use を中心にして。学生を中心にして。Volunteer activity is ボランティア活動。ボランティア活動。To carry out something is 行う。行う。Passive form 行われる。学生を中心にしてボランティア活動が行われています。学生を中心にしてボランティア活動が行われています。The team is united around him. So after him, we will use を中心にして。彼を中心にして Something is united will be まとまる、まとまる。This is intransitive verb. 彼を中心にしてチームがまとまっています。彼を中心にしてチームがまとまっています。The third usage is theme, field as the main focus. This usage indicates that a certain topic, field, or theme becomes the main focus of discussion, study, or activity.For example, in this class, we learn Japanese mainly through conversation. In this class will be この授業で、この授業で。Conversation is 会話、会話。Now this time, let's use を中心として。Again, を中心として is mainly used in a formal situation.To study Japanese, 日本語を学ぶ、日本語を学ぶ。この授業では、会話を中心として日本語を学びます。この授業では、会話を中心として日本語を学びます。This book is written mainly about Japanese history. Japanese history is 日本の歴史。After this, let's use を中心として。この本は日本の歴史を中心として。To write is 書く。Passive form 書かれる。この本は日本の歴史を中心として書かれています。この本は日本の歴史を中心として書かれています。The discussion was conducted mainly around environmental issues. Environmental issue is 環境問題、環境問題。After this, we will put を中心として。Discussion is 議論、議論。To conduct something is 行う。Passive form 行われる。環境問題を中心として議論が行われました。環境問題を中心として議論が行われました。So typical usage patterns. When we use place, it is talking about where something mainly happens. If you use people or group, it will talk about who mainly leads the activity.If you use topic or theme, we talk about what the discussion or activity focuses on. So today we learn about を中心に、を中心にして、を中心として。Three forms have similar meanings, but there are slight nuance differences. を中心に is most common and natural form in everyday conversation.を中心にして emphasizes the idea of making something the center. を中心として is more formal and common in written language. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you.
If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。